Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Well, controversy erupted again over the weekend on the issue of skorts being worn in Camogie. Players for Dublin and Kilkenny on Saturday, they togged out in shorts for their Leinster semi-final in protest against the rule that only skorts can be worn. But after the match referee informed them the game would be abandoned, both sides were forced to change. I'm joined on the line now by Seán O'Connolly, who launched the Shorts Not Skorts campaign in 2023 and represented Britain at last year's Camogie Association Congress when motions to introduce shorts were defeated. Seana, thank you very much for joining us in Drive Time this evening. What did you make of that protest from Dublin and Kilkenny and how it was dealt with?
Thanks for having me. I think it was completely the right thing to do. I absolutely support the Dublin and Kilkenny players. They did the right thing. It's been a year and a half since the motion was defeated, and nothing has been spoken about by the Camogie Association. There's been no further progress, and we understand that the vote isn't for till 2027. But what they did is they took matters into their own hands. They're supporting the GPA's campaign to open up this discussion with the Camogie Association. And their leaders, their role models, they put their one of the most important matches of the year on the line so that they can demonstrate and represent the right to choose to wear shorts for all players across Camogie.
Yeah, and that survey from the GPA, 650 respondents, 83% said they should be allowed to choose between skorts and shorts. What were the arguments against changing the rules when you brought it before Congress?
Well, that's a whole other conversation in itself. It was absolutely ridiculous. If the arguments for skorts were viable or not laughable, then, you know, you can listen to it, you can understand. But a lot of the arguments were tradition, heritage, identity, which I understand. But all I had to do to rebuke that debate was look to the back of the room that was full of the delegates. And at the back of the room, they had a display of the Camogie uniforms throughout the years. And I just said to everyone, all you need to do is look at how it has progressed in the past 120 years and how all these delegates can be a part of the next development, the next progression of the sport, and look to the next 120 years. But more importantly, what they also argued against was that skorts look better. So from an aesthetic point of view, not performance. I also had a couple of, you know, conversations behind the scenes when I was lobbying at Congress, and a couple of people also said, a couple of the delegates, men and women, oh, but players wear shorts these days, you know, football players that are really, really short, and we don't want to encourage our players to wear short shorts. And that is exactly what was said to me a couple of times, or that shorts are getting too tight and that skorts is the solution for that.
And the motions that you brought forward defeated, one to abandon skorts completely defeated 64-36, and then to introduce shorts as an option beaten 55-45. But the Camogie Association saying this evening they are, quote, testing various skorts over the next couple of months. Could that come up with an acceptable version, do you think?
I think if an acceptable version existed, players would be wearing that at training already, because we can go online, we can look at other brands and, you know, buy them with a click of a button, get them next day delivered. So if players actually wanted to wear, let's say, skorts that had the best performance and made us play to the best of our ability, we'd have found it already. We don't need them to look into it. We don't need the Camogie Association to find a solution that's already there. The solution is shorts. They should be putting their resources into encouraging more players to play and getting growing the game. Rather, we have the solution there.
Were you surprised by the reaction at Congress?
I was and I wasn't. I think because I had been lobbying, I'd had so many mixed conversations that it really felt like it was on the line. I'd lobbied the Friday I got there, and the vote was Saturday afternoon at around 3 o'clock, I think. And I had a lot of mixed conversations. Wexford were very, very, you know, they just didn't really want to listen to me. They just had their own opinions. There were other counties that were open to hearing our debate. They'd seen the media coverage. So it just really didn't know what way it was going to swing for a bit, you know? And then when we had the debate, so I opened up 5 minutes at the opening argument, and then it went to the floor. And then what happens then is it goes back to me at the end. Mm. And there was a real mixed bag. And what it felt like when some of the counties, you know, let's say the bigger Camogie counties, like Wexford or Camogie, when they spoke to argue against shorts, it felt like some of the other counties kind of got a bit intimidated in themselves. And while some counties really did speak, you know, speak well, they just didn't speak as in like forcefully enough or with enough passion.
Well, this could be debated again shortly. I'm joined as well by Alan Kelly, Chair of the Oireachtas Sports Committee and Labour TD for Tipperary North. Alan, what are you going to do now on this issue?
Well, in nearly 20 years in politics, I've been on the show hundreds of times, and I'd say this is probably the most ridiculous issue I've ever had to come on and speak about. This is archaic. This is so stupid and ridiculous. In modern times, we're in 2025. You know, I've spoken to so many people. I'm after coming from Nina GA grounds, where we've opened a new walkway and fantastic facility there. Everyone is talking about this issue. Everybody is talking about it. It's not good for the Camogie Association. In a situation where they'll be forced to wear something that impedes them, that's uncomfortable, and essentially to be treated just because they're women, or in the case of my daughter, 15 years of age, absolutely adores Camogie, plays for Portrow, loves it. It's just not practical, Dad, she says. You spend half your time fixing the scarf rather than concentrating on what you should be doing. And to the people out there listening, like, if this means that one girl leaves a Camogie and doesn't play Camogie into the future because of this issue, well, that's one too many. So the Camogie Association need to sort this out, sort it out themselves, cop on, really, bottom line. And, you know, if necessary, I'll look to my colleagues on the sport committee and ask the association to come in and talk to us about it. You know, they're
so the Camogie Association could be coming before the Oireachtas Sports Committee to discuss this issue.
I hope Barry, it doesn't have to come to that. It would be ridiculous. But if needs be, because basically everyone feels very strongly on this issue. This issue should have been started out long, long before this. In modern times, and you know, I go watch Tipperary Camogie, the idea of Karen Kindy, Tipperary Camogie captain, like, you know, having to put up with this in 2025 is absolutely
to be clear,
ridiculous.
Unless there's movement, and at this evening that there doesn't seem to be movement from the Camogie Association,
well,
but you're going to move to have them before you this week.
They're a private organisation, but obviously Exchequer funding goes towards all these organisations as well. So, I mean, we'll have to try and find some solution to this. The Camogie Association themselves have to deal with this issue. But if needs be, of course, I'll talk to my committee colleagues and we'll look at bringing them in to explain this archaic decision.
And that will happen this week, Deputy, will it?
It's the wrong way to treat girls and women in modern sport. It's just wrong.
But the Camogie Association say it did take a vote and it was democratically rejected to change the rules on scores. So that is what they're arguing this evening.
Yeah, well, there's also the argument here in relation to the safety. It impedes players when they're hurling. It's not comfortable. So I'm sure within their own rules, they can find a way in which to deal with this issue without having to wait until 2027, which I think the general public aren't going to put up with this. If all Camogie clubs who are playing at whatever level next weekend all protest collectively together, what can the Camogie Association do about it?
Would a strike by players over this issue be something you would support?
Well, I'll support all the Camogie teams, young and old, across the country, in whatever actions they want to take to ensure this issue is dealt with. Not in years' time, not in months' time, but by next weekend.
Okay. And up to strike action you would support?
Well, whatever they feel like doing. The GPA have been very clear on this. I'm a huge supporter of the GPA. They've been very clear on this. I read Aisling Maher's comments on social media. I've spoken to loads of people involved in the Camogie organisation. I've spoken to local people, Camogie players. I know their feelings on this, and really, this needs to be sorted out, and sorted out literally in the next couple of days.
Okay, let's see what happens. Alan Kelly and Seana Connolly, thank you. And you're getting in touch in your droves on this issue. One here, why don't male GAA players show support for the Camogie players and turn out in skorts themselves? I'm sure the GAA will see sense, so says that texter from Galway. Whilst another one here, I'm a 75-year-old lady, was involved in Camogie up to 2016. I agree with the stance the girls have taken. The skort is not a comfortable piece of clothing. Time after time, I heard the players complaining about this, and that comes from Dee in Dublin. Suspiog, back in a moment.